weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On Friday, the 17th of March. Good morning again, Delaware County Today, talking about what people are talking about. And we are now connecting with, telephonically, the mayor of Muncie, Dan Ridenour. Congratulations on your Pacers last night, Mr. Mayor. Good heavens, who did they beat again?
They beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, just the Bucks, that's all,
just
huh?
the Bucks, that's all.
Oh,
on
man.
The road.
Holy
on the
cow,
road.
That is something, isn't it? Hey, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
You always are very available to us, and we appreciate that. But when something comes up that we want some community information for, you're always very kind and accessible to us. I'll do the backstory on this. Last week, I was away on vacation with Nancy, and I missed the city council meeting. For our listeners that may have missed that story, you tell me if I've got the story correctly, okay, Mr. Mayor?
Sure.
At the city council meeting, you had brought up the notion of council considering a 5-year tax abatement for an apartment company to come into Muncie and build a 276 apartment complex. After some discussion and questions and so on and so forth, it was tabled, which my estimation is that is not completely uncommon and doesn't mean yay, nay, or something in between. However, fast forward to yesterday at the Muncie Redevelopment Commission, we watched your presentation to the MRC, and you came up with what you called a Plan B. Is there a worry or concern that that company is going to pull out of the project? Is that why there's a Plan B? What's the backstory on that?
Well, yes. So what you said is accurate, but there's more to the story.
Sure, please.
And I'll try and share some of that. Number one, we brought this to the council back in January.
Okay.
And it requires two meetings. So that was fine, and they approved it at that point. But they had there were several so the reason it was tabled was there was a concern that it was going to be voted down based on what council members were saying to each other.
Okay.
And so one of the council members thought if we have more time, this would be Aaron Clark, that maybe we can come up with another way to make this work and get the council to approve it. Well, I know that cities have and the bottom line is it's mm-hmm. good for the city. It's very good for the city financially in that this is a $52 million total investment. The city is putting in a small amount compared to the total investment. It's $52.44 million. The city is putting in $2.5 million for infrastructure, and the rest of it's being financed from the company and from their lending institutions and state tax credits.
Okay.
So the state would be involved as well. The city has three different options to come up with financing and helping with incentivizing a project. Mm-hmm. There are state opportunities. Most of those have to do with manufacturing, and there are federal, and almost all of those have to do with manufacturing. They like those bigger projects. $52 million's big,
yeah.
But it's not something that creates a number of jobs. It creates opportunities for people to live in better housing.
And this is low-income housing, too. I believe I'm seeing that correctly from the release here, right?
It is, yeah, moderate to low income, yes. Yeah, so that you have to be below the median income to move in.
Okay.
Yes.
And one of the questions, as I understand
it's not,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, at the
like
council meeting.
It's not housing vouchers.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
This is nothing to do with Section 8. But so somebody making $25,000 a year will pay a lower rent than somebody making $35,000.
It's on a scale of sorts. I get
it. Is.
I get it.
And
Muncie
you can't
Mayor
be over the average.
Dan Ridenour is my guest live on the new WMUN. I invited him in this morning to talk about this apartment complex notion. And the 5-year tax abatement part, again, you've talked about that to me so many times, to help me to understand and our listeners too, that is not uncommon to convince a company to choose, in this case, Muncie, to build this complex at the Till Pond area, for those that are wondering where this would be, the new Till Pond area. which is a part of town which is not developed very largely. And I assume when you do that kind of a situation, it begets some other developments typically around it, right?
It certainly does. There are, so let me, and I hope I have enough time to
go through this. You have plenty of time.
Yep,
absolutely.
So number one, we need more housing options. Our housing stock continues to grow older and older and older, and we've not had a lot of new construction. In fact, we've not had new apartment communities built other than the one downtown that we started and that was built in 2020.
Yeah.
There have not been new apartment communities built that were not for students. And so that creates a situation that requires people to rent houses that are getting older and older and older. And so this was a way to provide additional housing for an area. It also is a way to build up the number of people living in an area, which creates opportunities to have the studies that are required by national companies who are retail and or grocery stores and or other opportunities. They're looking for, are there people moving into this neighborhood or not? We've had difficulty getting on the east side and the south side additional grocery stores,
right.
And primarily the national companies won't come here because they haven't seen enough growth. So a secondary positive was to have 276 more units in a neighborhood that's on the south side. We view that as very positive to helping get those studies to say, yes, come here and build your grocery store or your retail or your restaurant or your other opportunities. So that was another thing. The third thing is that 17 acres of land that has been vacant for a long, long time. There are a lot of activities that start on that particular property that have negative impacts. And these are not positive activities. I'm not going to go into details.
Okay.
But there are people having cars broken into and so forth. And most of that is starting from that vacant lot. So this will completely develop that vacant lot, which will eliminate that problem. And then financially, it's very good for the city because the taxes on a $52 million apartment development mm-hmm. would be somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year. So it helps the city fund the city's services that the public needs.
And that $500,000+ would come after the 5-year abatement had concluded, assuming that gets approved. Am I right in that thinking?
Yes,
okay.
Except I was rather creative in putting this together in that what we put for them was we will give you a 100% abatement the first year. So the city wouldn't get anything the first year, but we're only giving them 80% the second year. So they start paying taxes year two. They don't go 5 years without paying taxes.
Oh, okay,
they
okay.
start paying some. And that second year tax that the city would receive equals 55 years of what that vacant lot currently pays.
I see. Now, what did city council not like about this? Can you put that into words somehow?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
I thought it was a very easy transaction, which is why I brought it.
Okay.
The other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please.
Well, here's the other thing. The city only has three options without going to the state or the federal government. We can do tax abatements. We can do MRC, Muncie Redevelopment Commission funds, or we can do Economic Development Income Tax, which are mayor's budget funds. We have those three options. We have no other thing that we can do to incentivize companies to build apartments and or bring their businesses here. For the other things, we have to go to the state and to the federal government. So because I thought this was a pretty simple transaction, I went ahead and took it to the council for the tax abatement. Well, when they delayed it, the developer said, we started this in January. Now we have to go all the way to April. We're worried about interest rates. We're worried about construction costs. We're going to back out. This was after they tabled it. This
okay.
was outside the council room. So they left the room. I went with them. They told me we're going to cancel this. I talked him out of going in, and then later on he went back in but was not able to speak and say we're done. We're going to sell the – because they already bought the lot
okay.
for over $500,000. So – I talked him off the ledge. Another council member helped me do it. The company.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Got it.
The main people involved.
Okay.
And encourage them to let me come up with a plan B, because I know I have other options, but I had to go to another board to get option B, which was the MRC. The MRC looked at the numbers, looked at the housing development, looked at the needs of the city, looked at that lot, and said, this is something we want to do. So that's why the MRC unanimously approved using MRC funds to pay what is equal to what would have been earned by the company over the 5 years.
Live radio, WMUN. I'm getting some feedback in my headphones. I don't know if you're hearing that or not, Mr. Mayor, and our listeners. I apologize for that. But this is very, very useful information, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate this. Is it uncommon for a mayor to go to city council first, which is, I think, protocol, and then to go to MRC separately second, or is that just another way to execute that which needs to occur in your mind?
Well, is it uncommon? It's not something we have done before in my tenure.
Now, eventually, you're going to, I assume, have to go to city council to get them to approve it. I mean, MRC, them voting unanimously to approve it, doesn't finish it off. Is that right?
Oh, it does finish it off, or it can finish it off.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have to go to the council. We only have to go to the council for a tax abatement. MRC's budget is not controlled by the council.
Okay. Got it. So what was done with MRC was not with respect to the tax abatement.
The MRC approved two things. Okay. They approved the tax abatement in case the council would approve it later. But they also approved, we'll just pay for it. Because we see this as value, so we don't necessarily have to go to the council now. So I've already reached out to the developer, and they're now starting their final engineering.
Okay, very good. So am I hearing correctly, this project, as of yesterday's vote by MRC, is a go?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear, so I'm explaining it properly to the community. So there is going to be a 276-apartment complex. It's Horizon, I can't read my writing.
Companies,
thanks, LLC, that will happen in what's called or to be called the Till Pond area, moderate to low-income housing. And that is happening in part, no, not in part, but because of and as a result of that vote Thursday, by the Muncie Redevelopment Commission. Do I have it all right?
Yes.
Now? Okay, very good.
You have it all right, but I'm going to add one caveat.
Please do.
They still have to get the state to approve the tax credits.
Okay.
And in order to apply for that, you have to have certain parts of the engineering done.
Any reason? Any reason that wouldn't happen? The state approval?
Well, they're competitive.
Okay.
And on other ones that we've sent in, you know, I know there were 35. We try and be very careful and do it as best we can. But there were 35 cities that sent in housing developments last year, and only 17 were awarded. We were one of those, but it's competitive.
Okay.
So we're hopeful.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
To you, this is not complicated because this kind of stuff floats. I mean, no, really. It floats around in your brain, and crunching numbers and so forth is a specialty. But I think, you know, to me and to the general populace, I just wanted for you to be able to explain more explicitly and clearly, and you have, about what the status is, what it was, and what you're hoping it will be. I really appreciate the time, Mr. Mayor.
My pleasure. All right, my pleasure. Excellent. Thank you, Steve.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour on this morning's Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.